people on this project. So let's get started. So what we want to work with the open source community. The goal of the project is to work with ONAP as an orchestrator over top of a 5G core. So currently we're in the process of making a prototype for this model. We specifically chose ONAP as our orchestrator because we wanted to be part of the open source community and contribute back into the open source community. So we also wanted to use this project to enhance the security of open source, ONAP specifically. And the objective is to create some monitoring capability of the 5G architecture so that we can track the health of the architecture. As the slide says, detecting classified core network traffic anomalies and to monitor behavior of the network. So let's move on. So our approach is, as I said, is to, we have a 5G core. It is a simulated core. We are in the process of integrating ONAP into the core. So we have that running. We are using Jakarta right now. And we are planning on using DCAE, the data collector and analytics and events, to collect metrics. I know some people mentioned like performance metrics and fault metrics to help us see what's going on within the network and tracking the health of the network. So this is just kind of shows our approach. Currently, we're the items that we're using in ONAP, we're using the SDC. So these are some components. We're using Kubernetes. We're using high availability cluster model. And we've been following on the wiki on how to do this. So these are just the components that we've implemented. And so this kind of goes through the service orchestrator, the operation and monitoring, the AIA. And we're as you can see, we're going to focus on the data collection and analytics microservice there, hoping that we can get some metrics out of the core. This just depicts what we're trying to do. Again, core metrics, that's our approach. Kind of shows what we have set up. So we've had some hurdles in setting up our lab. I think we started with ONAP. We started at Frankfurt. Going from one version to the next version, revision of ONAP, and we're really happy for the ONAP community and their support with this. And as we went to switch to different versions, it was a bit of a heavy lift for us. So we've gotten up to Jakarta, and we've been able to pull some metrics through the core. The metrics that we're pulling are, they're a bit primitive. We would like to get more sophisticated metrics from the core. Although NWDAF is in the 3GPP, third generation partnership technical documents, it is not in a lot of the simulated cores. So that is one of the hurdles that we've had to kind of deal with and try to overcome. So we are talking about using something like Prometheus to help us with monitoring, and Grafana to visualize the metrics in our system. So those are some of the ideas and that we are talking about implementing. So this just kind of shows you some of the metrics that we're trying to focus on and some of the different services in the 5G core that we're looking at. So in our core, we have the source code for our core, so we can tweak that source code to get these metrics out of the core. We, as being in the DoD, we support the military, and so this can definitely be used for other use cases. And we are looking at starting this with 5G private networks. So we're looking about maybe using it for a smart warehouse. We're looking at it maybe for using autonomous vehicles. We're looking at using it for AR, VR. We're looking at using it maybe for telemedicine in terms of military use cases. But we want people to be able to, we'd like people to be able to take this kind of out of the box and have some monitoring capability to make it more operational. Oops. This is just some of the aspects that we're looking at with the DCAE, maybe using the VES collector to pull events out and collecting some bulk performance measurements and concentrating on some key performance indicators. Threshold, you know, taking a look at thresholds and some tracking some alarm events. Easy, right? Okay, so the next steps for us, once we get the metrics out, we would like to feed it into some type of AI ML engine module. I'm working with a group they specialize in AI ML. So I'm hoping that they can help. If I'm open to ideas on the AI ML aspects as well. And basically, we wanted to feed the data into the AI ML to look at these different, you know, abnormal behavior, maybe DDoS detection and some logistics tracking, you know, in terms of if we do something in a smart warehouse or different some different maneuvers or military aspects of it. We've completed some initial counters within the core to enable collection. So we've done that already. So this just goes into some of the AI ML aspects a little bit more. 3GPP, the third generation partnership, does have some documentation on AI ML. So we're taking a look at that and how to incorporate that, how to integrate AI ML into the aspects of this. So we've also talked about, you know, maybe some using some aspects from SDN as well, you know, changing routes, optimizing routes, things like that. So we got a lot going on. So these are just some questions that I wanted to pose to the community to get some feedback. And hopefully what we'll get out of this project is what we can put back into ONAP or MCO to help create some visibility into the 5G telco architecture. So we can do it, maybe start in a private network, and then maybe, you know, branch out into you know, a home network and then branch out into a visitor network architecture. So in creating this prototype. So if anybody has any ideas about, you know, additional monitoring functions, monitoring capability, if someone wants to say you need to pivot to something else or you need to, yeah.
So, hey. Oh, hi, this is Mark from DT. So yesterday I gave as well a presentation about our learnings as well in the area of DCAE adoption and enhancement. So just out of curiosity, are you in touch with the community discussing this kind of enhancements? Or let's say enhancements, or is it currently just a consumption model from your end?
Currently, it's just a prototype from our end. I do participate in the ONAP SecCom, so I have some.
No, I mean more in this, let's say, areas where the use cases are developed, like in the DCAE subgroup. Or,
no, I'm not. Would that be helpful?
Yes, okay. Because that would be exactly the step to get in touch with the developer, right?
Okay.
Because that would help us as well to see that there are other folks out in the industry who request exactly those kind of changes or would like to have a kind of enhancement of the existing ones, but because that's currently missing and that is what we are lacking in the most of the projects and ONAP. But it's interesting to see that at least there is some interest in the government, the US government, to continue working on that. And I think that would help us definitely.
Okay. Can I get your contact information afterwards?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thank you for the feedback.
So Maggie, good question. One thing that we haven't seen.
Where are you,
One thing we haven't seen here, everybody assumes that somebody in the telco community already have a monitoring system.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you bring it in,
it
will just fit in right away, right?
Yeah.
That might not be the case.
In
some cases where you may have to do some integration.
Mm-hmm.
So are you expanding beyond 3GPP or ORAN application layer to multi-domain technology so you can paint a single picture? Or your interest is just in the application space?
Right now, it's just in the application space. Right now, but I see what you're saying, Madasser, and I do see a need for that as well. So, but I think I've bitten off what I can chew.
I wanted to maybe take this opportunity because we've been talking Super Blueprint, XGVela, and okay, there's a lot of automation play here.
Yeah.
If we can write the security aspect on that automation play, we can solve both problems, right?
Where we
need to paint a picture of a service health, and it needs to include all the underlying architectures and infrastructure.
And we wanted to use open source, so we didn't want to use proprietary equipment or proprietary software. So, but yeah, I see your point, Madasser. Thank you.
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
David McBride.
Hi, David.
I've been working as the program manager on the US GovOps project.
Okay.
And earlier you mentioned DDoS.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, I'm sure you must be aware of, I think it's the TA4 Performer Periton Labs.
This is the first I've heard of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So we're actually in the process of they volunteered to migrate their DDoS mitigation technology to the Linux Foundation.
Okay.
So we're actually going through a new project startup with them. And so you know, since they're already working in that space that you're in. So that might be of interest to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, David, how do I get more information about that? Do I contact you or?
Yeah, you can contact me and I can put you in touch with the folks at Paraton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Sounds like it'll be helpful. Mm-hmm.
Because I really, the approach of the super blueprint and what you shared, I mean, very excellent. But the thing you already pointed here, right, for AI ML, instead of targeting some configuration or this basic monitoring use cases, you know, targeting something about security and not just monitoring is more about security compliance.
Yes, it is.
And today I see there is a sort of gap, right? Especially even if you consider the context of NWDAP or analytics, right?
Right.
Just see
there is a gap.
Network is distributed, right?
Yes. Yes.
So it's not like that single DMAP or, you know, that
Correct.
Core context.
Right. That's the gap
so,
we're talking
about. Yeah, that will be my suggestion. And also, if we just take the context of ORAN in the security task force as well, as of now, there are a number of requirements. If we maybe take this and try to see if ONAP or in some of the blueprints that can be automated or, you know, I think that will be something very appealing for the mass community and very useful, right? So all this.
Okay. Do you see some overlap in what they're doing in ORAN security might be able to be used in here. Okay. Okay.
Requirements there. And
yeah.
The way I see it, right, because the way this use case is being approached, when you put in the context of the real network, right, in distributed way.
Right.
So I think two area. The first is when this DMAP or analytics is fully distributed, right?
Yeah.
How you will incorporate that into this ONAP framework and then to build a security compliance use case, not just you know, monitoring.
Okay.
That will be you know, something very useful. Yeah.
Thank you.
I have an of the type of question
here.
Hi.
Would you be in a position to endorse ONAP?
I'm not in a position to endorse ONAP. But we can talk about what did you have in mind?
No, I was thinking we have certain releases, companies stepping up and saying, we've used ONAP for this and that, and we are happy.
Okay.
We're not so happy. Well, mostly happy. So I think we are actually in a position where we need to show the usage of ONAP and the benefits.
Yes, I agree. So it's definitely something I would have to discuss with my employer, basically.
No, I understand it.
Point taken.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Any more questions?
Come on now.
Don't be shy.
Yeah. Come on. Tell me what you really think. Yeah. Oh, that would have helped. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for your feedback. I appreciate it.